Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joel Labov is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's one of our top franchise experts in our brain trust, one of the top franchise experts in the universe. He is the franchise king. That's with a little circled R on the end of that franchise king. Brand spanking new circle R, I might add. We'll talk about that in a minute. And he's here to talk to us about all things franchise. Joel Labov, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to hear your voice. How you doing?
Doing great. It's good to talk to you, too. Congratulations on your new registration.
Thank you. Thank you. A lot of people really pressed me hard to do a little something to differentiate myself. And a Chamber of Commerce executive once yelled to me across the room, "Hey, it's the Franchise King." So I kept it, and I'm having fun.
See, that reminds me of the story about how the Righteous Brothers got their names.
How's that?
Well, you know who you were talking about, the duet back from the 60s, the Righteous Brothers?
Yes, yes, yes.
And they were called Paul and Bill or whatever their names were, you know, and somebody said, "Hey, that's Righteous Brother," and that's how they got their name. They were singing, and that somebody said that. So,
that's awesome.
You know, folks, you gotta pay attention to what's going on out there. You never know when somebody else is going to come up with a great idea for you, right, Joel?
That's right. You never know.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Hey, Joel, On that registration, folks, Joel now owns, do you own Franchise King or The Franchise King?
The Franchise King.
Okay, so folks, that's his registered trademark now.
Yes.
That's an asset that he owns and can leverage and can protect. You can't be The Franchise King, ladies and gentlemen. You got to pick another name. I couldn't do that because he owns that name. And so I own some names. I own Small Business Advocate, for example, but as a registered trademark. But just like you and I own a house or whatever, or a car. And so this is a very important point, Joel, I think people should pay attention to, and it's very closely connected to the franchise world. Folks, if you've got a name, if you've got a brand, if you've got something that you don't want other people to usurp, you need to find a way to own it, to protect it, right, Joel?
That's right, and also make sure you tie it into your websites and blogs.
Yeah, exactly. All right, tell them why you say that.
Because it's www.thefranchiseking.com.
Right.
It's so important to do that.
Right, like www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Exactly,
right.
All that in askjim.biz. So, yeah, he's exactly right, folks. And the thing is, you know, how many people, Joel, wish they had done what you did because they later wanted to franchise, and they realized they did not protect their name as they should have, and somebody else had diluted it.
That's right, and unfortunately they might have had to turn themselves into employees and could be one of the many millions that are downsized now because of it.
Right, exactly. So folks, think about this. Joel, on the franchise front, what's the news out there?
The news out there is there are plenty of people that are digging in and looking to make a change in their lives because, A, they can't find a job, and, B, because they've always wanted to do this. The major problem is this country's banks, the banking industry, is not, what I'm saying, opening their vaults.
Yeah.
They are not doing it. I think that I've got to give credit to the president. I think he's really pressing hard. I think the new SBA chief is really pressing hard. I've discussed this with some executives in the industry. They all feel the same as I do, that there's a lot of bad paper on the books still that these banks do not want to show, and they're just not willing to lend money because of it.
Well, here's the thing. You hit a lot of it on the head when you talked about the bad paper. It's not that these guys are, and let's be honest about this. And folks, we're talking about the tightening of the credit crisis that we've just gone through. We didn't go through an asset crisis like in past recessions, Joel. We've gone through a credit crisis, a credit meltdown, and a resetting of the attitude and the practices of taking risk. And every bank makes a loan, and they take a risk. They take a little risk, or they take a big risk, depending on who they're doing business with. And so their appetite for risk is not that they don't want to take a risk, because that's how they make money, Joel. You know that.
That's right.
But the idea is that you hit it on the head. They've already got so much bad stuff on the books that they need to wash through their system. If they can't, even if a bank will tell you, a banker will tell you that if they don't have any loans that fail, they probably aren't making enough loans, because they don't know which ones are going to work. So they know they're going to lose some loans. At this stage in the game, many banks can't afford any new failures on the loans, because they just don't need that on their books. And what about small banks, though, Joel? What are you seeing with small banks?
I'm hearing that the so-called community banks are becoming a little more loose with their credit standards, but it's not like a game changer yet.
Well, here's the thing about independent community banks and credit unions, by the way, have always been available to small business owners, but only to established owners with credit, who are credit worthy and who have a business model and customers. If you have if you want to buy a franchise, Joel, that's a startup, isn't it?
But if it's not an existing one, it's a franchise startup, sure.
Even if it's a solid franchisor that you're buying the franchise from, if you're buying a new franchise, you are a startup at that moment. And that's
right.
What the banks don't like right now. They don't like startups.
They don't like startups, whether franchise or not.
That's right. That's exactly right. So it doesn't matter if you're a franchise, you're still a startup.
Right.
Even though you're maybe have a little more credibility than Aunt Minnie opening up a knit shop or something, or a sandwich shop or something like that on the corner. But still, you're still a startup. And that's the problem. And that's the reason why, Joe, I don't know if you remember this or not, but I predicted over a year ago that this recovery would not be helped, as past recoveries have, by startups, because of what we're talking about right now.
And why is that?
Well, because I knew that this was a credit crisis. This wasn't an asset crisis. The banks have gone away. In past recessions, Joel, the banks didn't go away. They were always ready to loan money. They're not like that now. And that's the reason why I said for months ago, I said this recovery will not benefit from millions of startups like we have in the past. Hold on to that thought, Joel Abava. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back with Joel Abava, the Franchise King, after these messages. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me, little Chicago, bringing this back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. Lots of good stuff there for you. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Joel Abava is all over the airwaves, so to speak, all over the internet, all over the social media sites. He stays busy selling and proclaiming the franchise story. He is the franchise king. Joel, give us the website, please.
King.com.
Franchise King. Is it The Franchise King is the website. The franchiseking.com, folks. So check that out when you get a chance. Joel, tell us what we'll find when we get there at your website.
What you will find is interviews like this. You'll find resources if you're a franchisor. You'll find resources if you're a future potential franchisee. And a lot of other good stuff. Links to my blogs and other websites are also on there.
All right, so check that out, folks. And of course, you do a lot of social media stuff, a lot of work in that area. You know, Joel, are you on Twitter? So what is your Twitter address?
Franchise King.
Okay. All right. So good. Check that out, folks. Joel, we're talking earlier about the difficulty in getting financing for franchises. One of the things about being a startup without just a regular startup without franchise is you can bootstrap your way, as I did, one little bitty penny, nickel, dime at a time. With a franchise, you got to come up with some upfront money, and you got to hit the ground running a little bit, because you got to make some remuneration back to the franchisor, don't you?
That's right. That's right. You have to pay some royalties out. You have to make some sales, and you have to spend some advertising every month. You know,
so,
I mean, there's some outlay.
And if is there storefront,
there's inventory too?
Right. Sometimes, yeah, exactly. So if there's inventory, you got to have sales to pay for that inventory. So you got to get started. Are franchisors, the people who are issuing the franchises, are they starting to take this matter in their own hands and offer financing, or what are they doing? Because when they can't grow their franchises, you know, they're out of business too.
That's right. That's right. They have to keep selling new franchises.
So what are they doing?
There's not a lot of them that are really offering financing, and they shouldn't be, because they're not banks. I mean,
yeah,
they don't need to get into that. You know, they're working with firms like Benetrends, who does the 401k. Corporations help people use some of their retirement money to start their own company.
So this is people who've lost their job, but they've left with some 401k,
yeah,
and they found a way to convert that 401k into startup capital.
Right. What they do is they start a corporation. And there's no penalties, and you're just borrowing money
right
against yourself.
I know some people who've done that.
Me too.
And of course you can lose it all that way.
That's right. That's right. You have to be careful though, and they only let you borrow a certain amount anyway, so you can't really put it all on. They're just trying to reach out. Some of them are discounting franchise fees a little bit. But, you know, they cannot become banks. I mean, that would be the wrong thing for them to do.
Is there anybody out there? Is there any? I know we lost CIT pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't know how much they were doing with the franchises.
A lot.
Were they doing a lot with franchises?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. So that was a big hit right there to small business, because they were the biggest SBA loan guarantee organization in the country.
Yeah, they were up there.
So I don't know what they're going to do if they come back. But is there anybody else out there doing this?
Not that I know of, not a real big name. You know, the community banks seem to be the place to go right now, but you better have rock solid credit and real collateral.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to require, and see, this is the other issue that you run into, is, you know, there was a time when people could take the home equity and could mortgage it and get some starter capital. But now a lot of that home equity's gone. Either they already did it and spent it, or the value of the property's down and they don't have that much. And, you know, that's one of the issues, isn't it?
That's right. And if one is out of work, good luck getting a home equity line.
Yeah, that's true. So what's the answer, Joel?
The answer is for the franchisors right now to concentrate on their existing franchisees and help them make more money, because until this thing clears up, new franchise sales are going to be down.
I'm surprised, though. I know you say that the franchisors aren't banks, but I'm surprised that they aren't doing something a little more creative with their franchise growth.
Well, the longer this goes on, the more creative they're going to have to get.
Somebody, sure. Something's going to have to give, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Something's
sure
going to have to happen. So, folks, so Joel is our you know, we've already talked about the credit. Is our suggestion that part of your due diligence when you're looking around for franchise opportunities is to find a franchise that maybe is a little creative in terms of matching up what they want and what you want, not just throwing it out there and saying, here's what we got, hope you like it.
Yes, yes, definitely the creative ones, and ones that maybe have some leverage and maybe have some connections with some banks that you know we might not know about.
Well, you know, a lot of manufacturing companies learned that they had to create their own leasing opportunities
right
for customers,
right,
or financing opportunities. They couldn't rely on the local bank to take care of their customers to loan them money. They would either lease it to them, or they came up with their own financing structure. And a lot of companies have done well doing that.
That's true. Leasing is one way to go for part of the equipment anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Joel, give us that website one more time, please.
www.thefranchiseking.com.
Hey, Joel, thanks for being here. Good job today. Keep the hard work going.
Thank you. You too.
See you next time. Joel LaBava, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. We've got more to come after these messages. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Well, our hearts be like thunder. I don't know why they don't.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.